producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
She's a TV star, a Broadway star, a best-selling author, a wife, and a mom. She's gifted with the memory of a superhero and the energy of a teenager. Now, here's Mary Lou Henner.
I'm Mary Lou, and I'm so glad you're here. And I'm so glad I get to share with you my buddy, Sean Kanan, the co-host for the day. It's so much fun. Bold and Beautiful.
I know.
And you've been on everything and so many movies and spoken in front of Congress, and you've written a book. We got to talk about that. And you were just telling me a story, and I said, oh, we got to talk about that on the radio. The Zika virus in Brazil, they're now deploying 200,000 soldiers to stop this outbreak, and it's carried by a mosquito, a Zika carrying mosquito. For almost 4,000 babies have been are microcephalic, which means they have
really small heads.
There was like a whole thing in years ago about this, but now these women are picking up this virus. They are saying 1.5 million people may have been affected by this.
And there's no cure. They can treat it,
but they have to treat it early. It says, scientists estimate that as many as 1.5 million people could now be infected in Brazil. They thought it was at first innocuous. They think it got to Brazil from the 2014 World Cup by visitors from the French Polynesia, because there had been just an outbreak there. And they said they're urging women to delay pregnancies for 8 months. Try not to get pregnant till we get this under control. And I think they are especially worried because, of course, the Olympics are there this summer.
Yeah, well, you know, we know how devastating these diseases carried by mosquitoes have been in Africa with malaria.
Sure.
And I think, you know, they're trying to get in front of it because it's, you know, I don't know how many people, but hundreds and hundreds, if not millions of people have died over the years from malaria in Africa.
And this is, you know, this is like a real crisis if these babies are born and then, you know, what do you do? I mean, it's like horrible. I mean, it's horrible for the parents. It's, of course, horrible for the kids. They said cases have also been reported in Europe, with 4 in Italy, 3 in Britain, and 2 in region of Catalonia in Spain. And they say it's only a matter of time before
it's over here.
We get them here. So I hope they get this under control, especially because. But I want to know, who was the second that could have gotten the Olympics after Brazil? Did they send that little bug over to us? Because it's like, hey, you know, the also-ran might have to get it.
It's
a little suspicious because it just started maybe when they, I don't know. It's just terrible. My husband lived in Brazil for many years. He lived there for actually 10 years. His first wife was Brazilian. He speaks fluent Portuguese, and his children are half Brazilian. And so they all want to go to the Olympics, but maybe that's not a good idea. You know, now you've been to Brazil, right?
I have been to Brazil. I went down when I was about 15 years old.
Wow!
And, I was going to boarding school, and my chemistry teacher was also the head of the baseball team, and he had a Brazilian girlfriend down there. So he orchestrated a way to have our baseball team go down from this little tiny boarding school, whatever, to go play the Brazilian Olympic baseball team in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And so one of my teammates, I was telling you, was Benicio Del Toro, was on the team. So
What position did you play?
I played the bench. I was like, I want to go down to Brazil. I'll sit the bench, which actually worked out better for me. So anyway,
what position did he play? Del Toro.
Benicio,
do you remember?
I think he played left field, if I had to say. He was a really good athlete, Benicio.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we went down there, and you know, we thought it was going to be kind of this school trip with all these rules, and the really only rules we had were make the games, don't get arrested, and make the plane on the way back. And it was 15, and it was to say that it was an eye-opening, awakening event of my young manhood.
Well, we got that message.
We improved relations between Americans and Brazilians.
With the whole team. Did you guys drink?
Oh, yeah, we drank. I know, here's the thing. You know, we've talked about how I like to study languages.
Yeah.
So I studied Portuguese for like 3 months before I went down there.
Oh, look at
so
you.
So I could say a couple things. And I actually went out and I had a great time. And
yeah, you said the right things.
I said the right things.
They probably appreciated the effort and everything. Yeah, yeah. So you were in Sao Paulo?
We were in Rio.
Rio.
And Sao Paulo. Funny story in Rio. We were staying on Copacabana Beach, which is beautiful, but it can be a little dangerous.
Yes.
So me and a buddy decided we were going to go swimming. And we left our clothes on the beach and went in our swimsuits. And we came back and there was nothing there. And so I got the privilege of walking probably about half a mile in a Speedo.
You started the trend.
That was me, right?
Yeah. Because
they stole all my stuff.
I hope your passport was
not my passport, no.
But it's so funny because we were there for New Year's a few years ago on Copacabana Beach. And, you know, my husband knows every place in Brazil and, you know, whatever. Right. So we were there and I saw more people in Speedos than should be allowed.
Right.
Yeah, especially with some of the bodies that, you know, he's like, oh, gosh. You know,
wow.
Why? So you started the trend.
I started the trend.
Now we know who did it.
But it really is a wonderful, magical
incredible
country. It's like a feast for the eyes and the senses. Have you ever been down there for Carnival?
No.
I haven't either. That's like too much for me. I think it's like too much. I think it's probably...
New Year's Eve, that was enough. Except you know who was on the beach? They had like 8 barges of all kinds of fireworks, so you could see them. We were up on a 10th floor of some friend's apartment. But Stevie Wonder was on the beat, you know, was on a pavilion, and you could hear his music blasting everywhere.
That's
so
magical.
So it was really cool. Yeah, no, it's beautiful. I love that you're such a language guy.
Yeah, well, I love to travel.
I do,
and I think when you travel, you know, even if you can't speak it perfectly or a lot, people appreciate if you can say a little something here and there.
Yeah.
There's so many places I want to go. So.
Yeah, it's great. But you speak fluent Italian, we know that. And what else?
I speak some Russian, I speak some French and some,
look at you.
Spanish. And,
okay. Well, I hope you don't speak...
And I'm speaking a little Yiddish.
Yeah. Well, up with us next, the author of a fabulous book that we all need, Adam Levin. The book is called Swiped. You're going to find out everything you need to know about how to protect your identity and everything else. Swiped is next.
Get the home you've been dreaming of with hundreds of incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. It's your last chance to get our most popular whitewashed flooring styles 20% off, like Bellawood 3/4-inch solid carriage house white ash and beautiful Pearl City Click bamboo. Or warm up your home with 3/4-inch solid pre-finished cherry spice red maple for just $2.99 and get 45% off gorgeous hand-scraped red oak. It's now an amazing $1.99 and all butcher block countertops are on sale. Plus, get laminate and vinyl plank from 59 cents and 18-month special financing. Don't miss these unbeatable deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I spent months searching the world over for the very best Nashville hot chicken recipe. Then I found it in the last place I ever expected. Nashville. KFC's new Nashville hot chicken. Crispy, hand-prepared chicken with a legendary blend of spicy and smoky flavor. You know, in hindsight, well, I probably should have just started in Nashville. KFC. It's finger licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum multivitamins, now our highest level of D3 ever. Check Sunday's newspaper for a coupon.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
She's the one person who'll never forget your birthday. Here's Mary Lou Henner.
Okay. You know that funny movie, Identity Theft? It was with Melissa McCarthy, right, and Jason Bateman. You thought, oh, okay, and pretty crazy. Well, that can happen to you and with somebody who's not as funny and interesting as Melissa McCarthy. In fact, this happens all the time. And people are either just getting used to it, or the first time you do, the first time you get, like, hacked or somebody steals something from you, you can't believe it. And then you talk to people, and everybody's been through it at least once. Okay, well, the man who's going to solve all of our problems, tell us what we can do to avoid getting hacked or spammed or phished or whatever with a PH. He's written this incredible book, unbelievable book. It's called Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Fishers, and Identity Thieves. Please give a warm Mary Lou Henner Show welcome to the chairman and founder of IDT 11 and the author of the book Swiped. Please welcome Adam Levin. Okay, Adam, we need you. And obviously, I'm a Matt McConaughey fan. Okay. What do we do? It's terrible. It's horrible. And this just happened to me recently, and so I'm so happy that you're on.
No, listen, thank you for asking me, and hi, Sean.
Hi.
The real problem we have here is we're living in a paradigm shift, and the shift is that breaches have become the third certainty in life, and identity theft that flows from them is pretty much inevitable. And so as a result, we really have to kind of step up our game. I mean, here's a scary statistic for you. In the past few years, over 1 billion, now contemplate Dr. Evil, pinky to the lips, billion files containing personal identifiable information have been exposed because of hacks, because of inside jobs, because people share way too much information online. And as a result, it is inevitable that each of us will be a victim of identity theft or multiple forms of identity theft multiple times.
Oh, my gosh. So what? Okay. And let's just break down some of the different types of identity theft. Okay, so we hope that at this point, if somebody gets an email from you saying, help, my family's in Nigeria, or we were on a vacation or something, you hope that that everybody knows that they should not open that, right?
Right. Delete, delete, delete. The truth is that there are many forms of identity. I mean, the first is when you become a victim of account takeover, and that's where someone gets your credit card and starts charging it up or crawls into your bank account and starts to drain it. Now, those are easier forms of identity theft to deal with. In the case of a credit card or a debit card, you call your bank, you call your credit card company, you tell them there's an issue, they immediately change your account number for your credit card or for your debit card, and in most cases, you're probably okay. I always tell people, listen, whenever you're shopping online, use a credit card, not a debit card, because a credit card is their money, a debit card is your money, and even if the bank agrees to return your money, they have a few days that they can use to investigate and then return it. And if you need that money for groceries or gas or a tuition payment or a mortgage payment or a rent payment, that could be a real problem.
Okay, so let me and I need to ask you a question about that. You're going to be on with us for a while because I've got so many questions, but as long as we're talking about this, let me tell you a sad little tale of my son who just went away to college. The first 2 weeks of his college, he had a debit card because that's how he got his thing. Within the first 2 weeks, somebody hacked into it and had all these charges, et cetera. They sent like $1,000 something to his account. I mean, pretty soon he was totally wiped out of his summer savings. And to this day, and it's a year and a half, he has not gotten the money back because they say, no, somebody's still, you know, using it or whatever. And we cannot track it. We cannot figure this out.
Well, the truth of the matter, he should be given his money back. That's outrageous.
And, I know. Well, can you call them for us?
About how we can help you on that.
Okay.
That's a very important thing, especially when you talk about young people, is that young people have a tendency, even though they live online, they tend not to look at their accounts, and this is a message really for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Check your accounts on a daily basis just to make sure that every transaction you see is yours, or if you want to take a laid-back approach, banks, credit card companies, and credit unions offer a thing called transactional monitoring, and that's where they notify you, and it's free because it's as much in their interest as it is in yours. They notify you of any activity in your account, and therefore you may see something they don't see, and that's why it's so important. It's like, as we say in New York, if you see something, say something.
Right.
You really need to do that when it comes to credit cards, debit cards, and the like.
Mm-hmm. Sean, you have questions.
Let me ask you a question. So most of us who have credit cards, your purchases are secured if they're fraudulent, and the credit cards will reimburse you. And then you see these commercials for these places that say, we'll protect you up to $1 million if you have any kind of fraud. Why, if you're getting protected by your credit cards, would somebody need to go and get one of these extra
protection insurance things?
Oh, because really, credit cards are the least of your problems, unfortunately. That's where we go up the chain of identity theft, because then you go to true name identity theft, which is one where someone steals your information and they begin opening credit accounts in your name. They commit medical identity theft, where they take your information and then they get medical treatment or procedures or they have medical visits. And you end up with a bill, or it drains your insurance.
So would you suggest that everybody, pursues getting one of these sort of ancillary programs that augments the protection for the credit cards?
Well, it depends, and I'll tell you why. And let me continue up the chain, then I'll show you. And that is, you can become a victim also of tax-related identity theft, and that's where someone using your information files a return. And all they need is your name, your...
Any chance they can file a payment for me? Is that something that might happen?
I wish they would. In fact, one guy said to me, I've checked out what the identity theft is doing, and a thief to me, and it looks like his credit is better than mine, so I'll stick with the identity theft. But with tax-related fraud, what happens is you attempt to file a return, and you're blocked. or you're waiting for your refund and it never shows up, and when you check with the IRS, they tell you the refund went out, but unfortunately it was fraudulently diverted. They cost them $6 billion last year from the Treasury, and a lot of people had to wait almost 300 days to get their refunds because it was such a mess to sort it out. Or you get an even scarier one, which is get a letter from the IRS, which is a deficiency notice, telling you that you woefully underreported your income. But the truth is you didn't. What happened is someone stole your Social Security number and was using it to work, and the income was being reported to you, even though the income went to them. So there's tax fraud. Of course, there's child identity theft. With a lot of the breaches that have occurred, especially with the medical insurers, a lot of Social Security numbers are out there that are children's, and there's nothing more delicious to an identity thief than a child's Social Security number because it's pristine. There is no credit history. They can create it and then destroy it. And then you have criminal identity theft, and of course in the movie Identity Thief, which you were talking about, that's the one where his information was actually used to commit crimes by her, and the trail of breadcrumbs led back to him. And the way you find out you're a victim of criminal identity theft, you're driving down the street, and you're pulled over for a busted taillight, and suddenly you're handcuffed, thrown on the street, and dragged off to jail. So these things happen. Now, yes, there are services that are out there that monitor, and some of them have very sophisticated monitoring programs, and their guarantee is really based on the fact that if they fail to do something, and as a result of their failure, that's why you got to read the small print, that you become a, you know, a victim of identity theft, they have to take care of you up to $1 million out of pocket. This does not relate to if money's stolen from your bank. It really has to relate to what you paid for lawyers or other professionals in order to help you. So you got to read the, you have to read the fine print on that. That's why when I talk about the three M's in the book, and I'll get to that.
Yes, for sure.
The third M is manage the damage. And what a lot of people don't know is if you check with your insurance company, your usually credit union or smaller bank, big banks like to charge big bucks for programs that may not be as thorough as some that are out there, or even the HR department where you work and even some universities, they offer programs to help you through identity incidents. And it may be free as a perk of your relationship with the institution. So contact your insurance agent, your financial services rep, the HR department where you work, and say, ask them this: do you have a program that protects me if I become a victim or think I'm a victim of identity theft? Am I in it already? If not, what do I have to pay to get in it? And then you make a decision if it's worth it or not. But you'll be surprised. There are a lot of these programs out there, and you should take advantage of them.
Oh, absolutely. You're going to stick around because there's so many more things that we need to talk to you about. The book is called Swiped: How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Fishers, and Identity Thieves. And I'd love you to break down for us not only the three M's, I know, minimizing risk, monitoring your identity, and managing the damage. We're going to go through those as well as the definitions of what's a fisher and what's the difference between a scammer and a fisher. So more with Adam Levin. So excited that you're on the show today. Thank you so much for being here. You are listening to The Mary Lou Henner Show, along with Sean Kanan, my co-host for the day. And I'm Mary Lou.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation and enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic voluntary treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
I like things easy peasy. So when I need a few things, I go to Walgreens. Because schlepping my way through the grocery store when all I want is milk isn't my idea of a good time. Good thing Walgreens is just around the corner, so I can pop in for essentials like milk, paper towels, and toothpaste. Easiest errand ever. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with Card Mars Mini Bonus are 2 for $5 or $3.79 each, and Campbell's Chunky Soups are 2 for $3 or $1.99 each.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You're listening to the Mary Lou Henner Show. We're glad you're here.
Well, I'm certainly glad he's here, not only because my co-host Sean Kanan for the day is here. Always glad to see him. But Adam Levin is here. He's got this unbelievable book. It's called Swiped: How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Fishers, and Identity Thieves. And you were walking us through the three M's, minimizing risk, monitoring your identity, and managing the damage. And so one of the things you were saying, you know, you had started kind of with manage the damage. But let's go back to the beginning of minimizing risk. How important are passwords, and how often are you supposed to change them?
Well, passwords are very important. I think over time that's going to change as we get more involved in biometric authentication, like fingerprint authentication. Like, I think it's great that you need a fingerprint to get into your phone. The question is, you have to just make sure that the phone locks after a relatively short period of time. It's not that difficult to use your finger, right. And it makes it more difficult if someone steals your phone to get anywhere near your info.
Right.
With passwords, you need to make them long and strong. And that means they should be alphanumeric, so numbers, letters in place of a letter, use a symbol like a dollar sign instead of an S, exclamation point instead of an I or an L, a zero instead of an O. You can make them upper, lowercase. Now, some people say, look, I can't remember 43,000 passwords, so should I get a password manager? Well, there are a number of pretty good password managers out there.
Right.
However, there's another way to do it, and that is you create a system for yourself. So take a phrase that's your favorite phrase. Use the first letter of each word, and you can either make them uppercase, lowercase if you want, and then put a couple letters for the website that you use it on and a couple numbers behind it. It's good to change it up about once a month.
Once a month. Okay. Once a month on your passwords. Okay.
Now, the other thing you can do, too, is if you have a lot of passwords, is enter them into an encrypted thumb drive. But just make sure that, A, you remember where you put your thumb drive.
Right.
B, remember your password to your thumb drive.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. So you have to be able to do all of that.
Right.
What else should we be? Okay. Should you ever, because, you know, PayPal makes things easy. It's easy if you know you go shopping online to have it, your little profile in there already with your credit card. I mean, is that something we should never be doing?
Well, first of all, use one credit card when you shop online, so you'll always know how contained the damage could be, because you just have to make one call and change it. It's generally, whether or not you save information is one thing, but what you don't want to do is, especially for apps for your phone, you do not want to save either your user ID or your password. And where possible, do not use your email address as your user ID. Because that means that if someone knows your email address, they already have half of the equation.
Right.
Now, if you remember the scandal of the Apple celebrity Newtgate, which is resurfaced again. In that case, and that's a totally different problem, this was not some super sophisticated genius hack. This was that there was so much information out there about celebrities that hackers could basically figure out what their user ID was and then their passwords. They just simply put it into a computer, entered certain data that they'd seen online, and the computer kept spitting out data until it nailed the right password. If you see the show Mr. Robot, he actually takes you, there's one situation where he puts different words into the computer based on the person's pet name and the street they lived on and a couple other things, and bingo, he ended up getting in into their accounts.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
It seems like most people who are nice people don't think like criminals.
Yes.
And the thing that we've all got to start doing right now is thinking like a criminal.
Good point. Very good point.
I have one other quick question. So, you know, we hear about all of these foreign governments, for instance, China, that's got, you know, dedicated branches of their military, that their only job is to bombard us with these constant cyber attacks. Is there a correlation between those sort of attacks and,
the phishing of
phishing of our data?
Absolutely. And the truth is that, like, for instance, if you look at the hack of the Office of Personnel Management in Washington, which was to me the most devastating of all because they got the most intimate details from background investigative reports, they got Social Security numbers, they got fingerprints, and then China went to run it, so it really wasn't us. It was really criminal activity. What that translates into is once we're done with the information for espionage purposes, we're going to sell it on the black market. So people are doubly exposed. And if you go, well, that only involves government people and contractors, do you know that airline personnel, and I know this because a couple flight attendants were talking to me about the book and everything. They said, boy, are we glad you got us this book because we were on the OPM database. I said, why, you don't work for the government? They said, yeah, but we work on an airline on the plane. So you'd be surprised at how many people are affected, but there are people that are hacking every minute. They are doing it for a variety of, there are four kinds of hackers. There's the guys who do it because they're state-sponsored. the folks that do it because they make money, the people that do it because it's a cause. Like, for instance, somebody was really mad at Ashley Madison, or somebody was really mad at
Tony. And they warned them.
Right. And they basically, you know, nailed them. And then there are the hackers who do it because they can. And it doesn't matter to each and every one of us who the hacker is that got us.
Right.
All that matters is that our information is out there in someone's hands, and it's their option what they do with it, and we are, to some extent, completely powerless as to what they do with it and when they do it. If they have your social security, if they have your credit card number, they're going to move fast because they've got to do it before you change. If they have your social security number, you're going to have to watch over your shoulder for the rest of your life because they will use it when they want to, not when you think they might.
Right. You know what's interesting? You know what's really interesting? I remember when we, as an actress, right? Okay, as an actress, you would have your picture and resume, and your social security number was on every single picture and resume that you would hand out. It was that's what you had.
Right.
Yeah, when you first started in the business. I mean, well, and it's only probably maybe 20 years that you didn't have it on, and maybe 25. But,
right. Well, no one knew, you know, up until, you know, a few years ago that the social security number could really be a weapon of individual destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because everybody uses it for every reason. And that's why one of the M's, and minimize your risk, be very covetous of your information. If someone calls you and if they ask you anything other than, are this activity in your account, can you tell us what sounds right and not? The second they say, can you authenticate yourself to us? Hang up.
Yeah, right.
The second you get an email asking you to authenticate, don't do it. If they send you a link to click on, they could put malware on your computer that turns it into a transmitter, or they could be asking you for information where you think they're legitimate, but they're not. So you need to be in control of the interaction, be it in line, in person, or on the phone. If you call and you know who you've called and they ask you to authenticate yourself, okay, that's reasonable because they don't know who you are.
Yeah, but what about credit cards if they call? I mean, just fast answer because we have to say goodbye to you, and I feel terrible because you have to come on again.
So
you come on very soon.
Oh, very absolutely. Soon. I appreciate the invite.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Adam Levin, the book is called Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Fishers, and Identity Thieves. We need you on our team, Adam. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
One of the good guys.
Yeah. You're listening to The Mary Lou Hatter Show. More with Sean Cannon coming up.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, driver of the number 10 Tech Deck Chevrolet in the NASCAR series. On the racetrack, my deal is going fast. Working with my team throughout the race to get our Tech Deck Chevy in position to take the checkered flag.
Can she become the first female to lead a lap in the Daytona 500? She
does it. But the preparations for success take a lot of hard work before the race even begins. So away from the track, my deal is a little CrossFit and yoga to help with balance and concentration. We all have our own deal. That's mine. So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. TaxAct is the best deal in tax. Plus, your maximum refund is guaranteed. File your tax return anytime, anywhere at TaxAct.com. You got this.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Mary Lou Henner 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3714. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3714. Now you can listen to Mary Lou Henner when you want. Bookmark the Mary Lou Henner 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3714. Got it? Call 605-477-3714.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is Scott Kahn from Hawaii 5-0, and you are listening to the Mary Lou Henner Show.
Okay, well, we couldn't let him go. Adam Levin, we kept him behind because we got a caller in who wants to ask him a question about hacking, and we said, I don't think we've ever hosed a guest more on this show. We're like holding, it's a good thing you're not in studio because, you know, you'd be like, we'd be holding you hostage with these questions for you. The book is called Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Fishers, and Identity Thieves. And his company is IDT 911, like Identity Theft 911, you know. Okay, so our caller is Dimitri. Dimitri, you're on the line. Hello?
Hi, Mary Lou. Hey, Sean. How are you?
Hey, Dimitri.
Hey.
Hi, Dimitri.
So, Mr. Levin, I was listening in, and it's so fascinating. I run a nonprofit organization. And how does a nonprofit protect themselves against hackers? I actually hold all the passwords in a little black book, and, you know, I always carry it with me and stuff, and I'm frightened to put anything on my phone or in the computer.
Well, certainly don't put anything in your phone, and if it's in your computer, just make sure you're using a program that encrypts the data. But more importantly, on your nonprofit, are you holding any personal information from anybody at all?
No, that is filed not online. That is just filed in our files, like the old school way.
Okay, well, just be careful on those files, even in the old school way, especially because there have been so many incidents where even paper files Trade Commission is going to Congress, asking for Congress the authority to go after nonprofits in the event nonprofits fail to properly secure private or personal data. So you need to keep that in mind, and then what you need to do is have an outside firm come in and evaluate your system and make absolutely sure that you are, as we say, bulletproof. And then they continue to monitor, and you need to train anyone from your organization that is anywhere near personal information as to the kinds of things they need to do to make sure that it's secure, because this is where a lot of organizations get into trouble, is they don't train their people, they don't have a plan. If, heaven forbid, there's a breach, they don't have people monitoring their systems, they don't have the most up-to-date electronics and security software. So be careful.
Well, for example, what would be an outside source that would be of service like that? I've never even investigated that.
Oh yeah, no, there are companies out there actually that do a few things. There are companies you can hire that actually will fish your employees to see if they'll fall for it. And I know a couple of companies.
Wow, that's interesting.
Oh yeah, in fact, one company said, "Well, we went from 80% of the people who fell for it to 60% of the people to 50% of the people, so we're getting better." And the only problem is, all you need is one.
Right.
As a defender, you got to get everything right. As an attacker, you only need to find one point of weakness, and unfortunately, people are the weakest link, regardless of how secure a system is.
Wow.
But there are companies, there are consulting firms. Now, some of them are very big consulting firms, you know, like Price Waterhouse, Deloitte, people like that. There are law firms that have it. I know several people that I could, recommend. So, there are people out there that are very good at this, that penetration tests. They're known as white hat hackers, mm-hmm. as opposed to the black hat hackers who do all the scary things. And
Thank you very much for the input. As a grassroots organization, I really thank you for your time. And love everything you said, because we do live in a world of hackers, unfortunately.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Dimitri, for calling in.
Thank you, Mary Lou. Thanks, Sean. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Is there a safer, you said something about don't put it on your iPhone. Is one device safer than another? iPad, iPhone, computer? What's the safest?
Well, Apple products historically have been safer, but unfortunately now people are finding ways to create problems for those as well. The key thing is, I don't care what phone you have, make sure that you do not have a lot of personal data. And there are so many people out there that, let's say they're helping their parents or their kids, and they're on the go, so as a result, they keep their social security numbers on there and their account numbers on there. Very, very dangerous to do that, because if your phone gets lost or stolen and cracked, by a hacker, they suddenly have access to all that information. So one of the things you should look into whenever you have a smartphone is, whether for Android or Apple or whatever it is, look for their remote data wiping. So first of all, make sure you always save any data you have in your phone someplace else. And secondly, have a program that remotely wipes the data, so when your phone disappears, you can immediately basically kill it.
Right.
So they can't get access to your info.
Adam, let me ask you one quick question. If you have one of these apps that is a password protection app with a dedicated password to get into that, obviously after you've gotten into your own cell phone,
is it
okay to have that on your iPhone or iPad?
I'm a great believer that, keep it someplace else. But listen, there are some very good password managers that are out there. And, you research the ones and then find the ones you feel most comfortable with. And a Consumer Reports, I think, recommends a few, too.
Have you heard of Keeper? Is Keeper a good one?
I don't try to talk about that stuff directly.
There
have been a couple that have been hacked. So, Google and read reviews. Reader reviews are very important.
The book is called Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Fishers, and Identity Thieves, and we're talking to Adam Levin. The big Sony hack that got a lot of people into trouble, people lost jobs as a result, and then the big, Ashley Madison one, and the celebrity one, of course. Now that all that information is out there, or let's say just personally, you've been hacked into, and, the varying degrees that you talked about, Is there hope? Can you get it all back?
No.
What
happens? Well, it's not a question of getting it back, because the truth is, in most cases, it really never went anywhere. They just accessed it, copied it, or whatever. So it's still now. There's another issue, which is a big issue in 2016. It's called ransomware, and that's where somebody ends up putting malicious code into a system or on your computer that holds your files hostage, and unless you pay them a certain amount of money, they delete the files. And that's a growing problem. The FBI is very involved with that. I've been in certain forums where the FBI basically said, look, if it's a small enough number to pay, it's going to be less aggravation in your life. Just pay it and have them release your files, and then you need to really do a very thorough scan of your computer, and then you need to change passwords and things like that. But the key thing is, look, if you minimize your information exposure and you're careful, like, for instance, how many people listening to your show are social network and fanatics?
Mm-hmm.
And think about all the information that people put out there, their birth dates, where they're going, how long they're going to be gone, when they're coming back.
Right.
They take quizzes. Be very careful about quizzes, because quizzes, especially if they're run by the bad guys and you don't think they're the bad guys, and they ask you for things that are basic things like, you know, where'd you grow up? What high school did you go to? You know, where'd you go to college? What was the mascot? What's your favorite color, your favorite band?
Mm-hmm.
You know, think of it as components of a nuclear weapon. In and of themselves, they're all harmless. But when you combine them, they can be lethal.
Yeah, everybody's got information on you. I can't thank you enough for being here today. I mean, it's just so smart, and, you know,
such a pleasure.
It's such a pleasure talking to you. And also, I think everybody's going to be changing passwords. I mean,
and get his book.
Yeah, and get his book, for sure. It is called Swiped: How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Phishers, and Identity Thieves. And, Adam, you have to come on with us again, because, you know, this is ongoing with everybody.
But, it would be my pleasure.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks.
For sure. Thanks. You're listening to the Mary Lou Henner Show, here with Sean Kanan today, my co-host, having a blast. If you want to call us, 844-4-HENNER, 844-4-HENNER.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out,
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.